USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senate Republicans are now unveiling the fourth phase of federal coronavirus response, rolling out their legislative package as enhanced unemployment benefits are beginning to expire for millions of Americans who are out of work due to the coronavirus. The proposal, estimated to cost about $1 trillion, should include another round of $1,200 direct payments to Americans with additional support for families and adult dependents, billions of dollars for schools, and assistance to jobless Americans. Though Republicans are rejecting extending the $600 enhanced unemployment benefits that expire for roughly 30 million Americans. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley.
When you pay people more not to work than they would get working, what do you expect? People will not work.
States have until October to adjust unemployment benefits to roughly 70% of income. Until then, the federal government would provide $200 per unemployed person. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wade Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The future is uncertain for more than 12 million American households. A moratorium on evictions from federally assisted properties is expiring this weekend, sparking a real problem during the coronavirus pandemic. Nearly one-third of American households missed housing payments at the start of July. A convention center is even open in Columbus, Ohio, despite the virus outbreak. Instead of vendors at tables, lawyers are offering free legal help for people facing evictions. According to data from Eviction Lab, as many as 28 million Americans could be evicted in the next 2 months. ICE officials announced that international students who plan to solely enroll in online classes this fall will be barred from entering the country. The announcement came as the U.S. topped 4 million coronavirus cases, and colleges and universities are rolling out plans to shift to online learning for the fall semester. The department also mandated that designated school officials are not to provide new international students with an I-20 form that declares their legal student status. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The first presidential debate has been moved to Cleveland amid concerns over COVID-19. The Commission on Presidential Debates, the nonprofit that has conducted the general election debates for decades, announced that Case Western Reserve University and the Cleveland Clinic will co-host the debate September 29th between President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden. The University of Notre Dame announced it was pulling out from its hosting responsibilities amid the pandemic. This is the second of three presidential debates to be moved due to the coronavirus. The second debate, scheduled for October 15th, will now be held in Miami after the University of Michigan dropped out last month. The third debate is scheduled for October 22nd at Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee. Nearly 3,000 federal workers have filed compensation claims for having contracted COVID-19 on the job, a number that is expected to double by early next month, according to a Department of Labor review. Individual agency reports from the three largest federal agencies, Defense, Veterans Affairs, and Homeland Security, show the extent of infections and death among workers. The Defense Department reported 5,373 virus cases among civilian employees with 33 deaths. Veterans Affairs reporting that 41 employees have died. Customs and Border Protection and the Transportation Security Administration, two of the largest sub-agencies under the Department of Homeland Security, report a combined 2,905 infections among employees with 14 deaths. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.